From properties to work environments. Digitalization is changing how people work in governmental organizations, and Senate Properties wants to make the most of that shift. UC Hirvila, CIO at Senate, has noticed how IT as a corporate function has changed. A few years back, IT could independently figure out what to do next. Today, the core business is setting the pace. Almost every business development initiative now has an IT connection, says UC. UC's project portfolio is quite thick and demanding. Senate is both dismantling legacy systems and incorporating new solutions, such as replacing the old F&A system with an ERP and implementing a financial planning system. On the other hand, it is also pilot testing intelligent building technologies for co-working and building automation. In addition, UC mentions that Senate is working with Steerpath, the winner of Senate's 2016 hackathon, to explore a new technology, indoor positioning. Senate has a dual role. It is both the Finnish government's workplace specialist and its property asset manager. UC sees a shift in Senate's customers' expectations. We're used to delivering a building and having the customer create a work environment in the premises. But today's customer wants to walk into a ready-made work environment with everything from furniture and coffee machines to ICT and ventilation in place. The customer also needs our support in adopting new agile ways of working as well as managing change and transforming the organizational culture. Digitalization is a strong trend in governmental organizations. It can have radical consequences for the way people work and the spaces they demand. Properties are becoming more like services. Especially in the private sector, owners must come up with new revenue models instead of simply offering a 15-year lease. UC thinks that Senate is in a perfect position to support this change with its expertise and simulation and analyzation capabilities. For example, Senate can use VR and AR to simulate operations and measure the performance of special purpose facilities when making design decisions. Senate takes part in and follows the development of PropTech, such as BIM norms, IoT, and digital signatures. These technologies not only speed up processes, but also mitigate risks. UC thinks that IoT provides the biggest value to the property owner and users, because it allows the owner to maintain buildings proactively and measure performance in real time. Users get services that support their daily activities. Senate has outsourced most of the services that it offers to its customers. Partners are valuable in more than one way. I require that our partners be so advanced in their fields that they set new standards for us as well, says UC. The current legislation makes it difficult to collaborate with startups commercially, since purchases must be put out to tender. Senate can point out candidates for collaboration in its network, and in some cases, pilot test new solutions. To prepare for the upcoming Senate strategy update next year, Senate Properties has launched an internal educational program on digitalization called Studia Digitalia. It includes lectures by well-known experts from various areas of digitalization. The program also features several proof-of-concept and pilot projects that advance new ways of working and develop digital platforms. This and other initiatives have spurred developmental projects, such as projects to improve the quality of data. Not all the information collected during the 200-year history of Senate is up to date. We're exploring software robotics to learn whether it could convert existing data to make it useful for our future needs, UC concludes.